Good morning, you guys. I have something that I want to share. Now, this isn't a preaching or teaching type message, but it's more of a testimony. But actually, through people's testimonies and witness of what God does in their lives, it actually does teach us, the rest of us, okay? It speaks to us. And I know this spoke so strongly to me, and I want to share it with y'all. And I want to give a shout out and thank Mr. Vlad in Russia who shared this, because this is a testimony about his grandfather, okay? My grandfather, Timothy Krukenkov, on my mother's side, was born in a small village in Ryazan region in 1894. Since his childhood, he wanted to be pious and used to go to a local Orthodox church on a regular basis. He tried all his best to serve the Lord, but he wasn't successful until he was drafted to Russian Army. While being in Germany, he heard the message of salvation through Jesus Christ. That good news changed his life ever since. From that time on, he knew Jesus Christ personally, and his religion was not dead any longer. He couldn't but share his faith with everyone and was always ready to pay full price for it. It all happened in August 1937. There was a strange knocking at the door of a small house late at night where he lived with his own family. Not only 9 of his kids, but everyone was sound asleep. My grandmother, Eudokia, got up and went to the door to inquire who was behind. Some men answered that they were friends and convinced that the door should be open anyway. In a moment, they rushed into the house and announced not to move. They introduced themselves as KGB officials and wanted to search all the house at once to confiscate religious literature and arrest the head of the family. My grandfather, being a local preacher in a village, had several New Testaments and Bibles, hymnals, magazines about faith and salvation. His wife was smart enough to do something about it. She decided to grab at least one book and to save it for future reading and inspiration, as well as encouragement. The best place and the safest place was under a pillow of her 12-month-old son, whose name was also Timothy as his father. The book was a New Testament printed in early 1900. It survived a lot of trials and gave hope to a limitless number of people. In fact, it became the least attractive seed, but gave the message of salvation to millions and millions of people through this ministry, I Am for the Urals. My mother, Alexandra, decided to go and visit her father in prison. She was 17 at that time and went about 20 miles in hopes to see him. There was no legal chance to talk to him. KGB officers didn't allow to have one. She walked and walked around the fence, and behind it there were several barracks. What to do? There were slits between the boards of the fence, and my mother decided to call him and see if he'd respond somehow. Few minutes later, she noticed, while piercing through a rather big slit, of a gray-haired man. She was piercing through the boards, and she saw this gray-haired man. That wasn't him, she thought. How overnight he'd turned completely gray. That was him. His melodic voice response proved that. No one knows where he was able to get a piece of paper and write with a pencil only the one and only last message. I am in the hands of the Lord. Don't worry about me. Stay faithful to him always. He was smart enough to locate a small piece of stone, wrapped a note around it, and threw the content through a tiny window. That message with the last words landed behind the fence where his daughter was. All the family members cherished the encouragement a great deal. My grandmother eagerly wanted to learn about her husband, and she tried a number of times to get in touch with him and sent some food and clothing. She always received the same answer from KGB. The husband was charged with the state counter-revolution, sent for 10-year term to faraway strict regime exile without any right of correspondence. They used to add that he had all he needed. Everyone was waiting and waiting. 10 years went by. 20 years went by. And 25 years. Then there was no hope to see him alive. My mother decided to write a letter to a local procurator's office and learn something about her father in 1991. A few weeks later, she received the response, "Your father, Timothy Krukenkov, was judged and accused in the state for treason, according to Article 58 of Penal Code of the USSR. The three juries decided to use the highest measure, execution by firing squad. It happened on the 11th of October, 1937. Being his grandson, I wanted to know about his grave, but I didn't receive any answer from the local, from the official sources." Now, that's what I want to share with you today. I have two or three more things that I'm going to share from Mr. Vlad about his grandfather and their life and times then through this socialist, communist time that they lived in. I want us to understand what it's like and what is coming. And I want to, this touched me so much. I want you to see. They came to their house and they burst into their house and confiscated all anything to do with their Christianity, and they took his father prisoner. That was in August of 1937. Go fast forward to 1991 when his little girl, who was 17, grew up and was now asking back about the details of what happened to her father. They find out it wasn't even 3 months later. They had already murdered him. They had already taken his life. And there they were waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting to hear some kind of news, to see him again, hoping for the reunion to come. But I want to tell you something that I see in this. Look at the grace of God. Look at the hand of God in this. His little girl traveled that 20 miles to get to where he was being held. And praise the Lord, she only had a couple of months to do it. What did God do? He provided a pencil. He provided a piece of paper. He got that rock. He got it through that window. He had her be at just the right place to get a word from her daddy. And look what a comfort it was. They didn't have him. They didn't see him anymore. But he wrote, "I'm in the hands of the Lord. Don't worry about me. Stay faithful to him always." That's a strong message from somebody who was already behind bars, who was taken prisoner, did not know what his fate would be, yet he was standing. Like Paul said, "When you've done all to stand, stand therefore." I want to tell y'all something. This new world order isn't going to roll in and just be gentle and sweet and nice and comfy. And there are going to be people who are going to be left behind. And I pray that if you listen to this, that you will know to place yourself in the hands of the Lord regardless of a firing squad or having to get your head cut off or whatever it takes, starvation, whatever. Trust in him. This man did. Mr. Timothy Krukenkov, I hope I'm pronouncing his name right. But what a testimony that he's left behind for this world. That's what I have to share with y'all. God bless you.